Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Clapton bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend. KathyPerry.com is her website. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Find out how she helps people like me, including me, with her expertise in social media. I encourage you to do that. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Okay, so Amazon. Speaking of 800-pound gorillas, the big bullies in the marketplace, Amazon is one of those, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes,
There's news.
Well, you know, they created this e-commerce platform for small businesses to be able to host their web stores mm-hmm. in their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And they did this, a number of years ago. I think maybe it was 7 or 6, something like that. And, you know, now it turns out that they are shutting that division down. They're closing those web stores, that e-commerce platform. And
I wonder how many small businesses
built their business
around that. And
yeah, I'm not sure. They don't really disclose a lot of that, but it is going to help. I guess they had a lot of competition in that space. Shopify came around, some other competitors.
Well, eBay, what's the difference in that? In eBay in a lot of ways, right? I mean, you can build
Well,
your
and
own.
Actually, eBay is shutting down one of their e-commerce platforms
really?
That they were making as well. It was.
Do you remember, Kathy, someone saying to you, I'm trying to remember his name, a few years ago, that don't trust these big companies with all of your customers or your prospects. Make sure you have a parallel option, a plan B. Remember somebody talking about that years
ago?
Yeah,
I think that was you, Jim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was me, wasn't it?
Because
how much of a prophet am I, Kathy?
You are a prophet. You see it coming. And
that was not, of all my prophecies, those weren't hard.
Those weren't hard.
No. I've done hard ones. Those weren't hard.
No, it wasn't hard. But they are at least, Amazon is at least giving them about a year. And actually, they did start that service in
Good
2010.
Good
for them. So
well, you try things,
until
and if they don't
June.
Work, you have to stop them. But good for them for giving them a year to find other options.
Yeah, they are giving them time to find
the
other options. They're trying to help them because they, you know, and the other part of that problem for the small business was Amazon's logo and information was all over that platform.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes when you set it up in those other services, you have to pay attention and be careful that you're not just helping their branding. You know, it really isn't. And some businesses have said, well, you know, it wasn't great because Amazon, people would then just jump right on over to Amazon and buy instead of buying from them.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you were even competing against Amazon with some of your stuff in the store. So, and there's so many new players on the block, you know. So Shopify is very excited. They're going to pick up a lot of those customers.
Tell us about Shopify.
Well, Shopify is another one of those online services that are cloud-based services that works really well with Facebook and some of the other online social platforms. So, it's an economical solution. So there's an article I read about.
And that's the business they're in. They're not going to compete with their own customers.
Yeah. It's actually just
a platform.
Service-based platform as opposed to it being
you're
housed within Amazon's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting how.
So is Shopify, have they gone public yet? We need to go buy some stock?
You know, I don't know if it is yet.
I don't think it is. I may be wrong about that.
I don't think so, yeah. So people probably want to pay attention to that because, yeah. It, you know, certain things, you know, when something shifts, another, you know, one of these pops up, you know that. And
which brings me back to what I said earlier. Folks, I think you should use companies like Facebook, Amazon, Google. Use them, use their capability. But don't count on them for your life,
That's Kathy. Right.
You got to control your destiny, and you can't control it if you put all your eggs in their basket, can you?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Kathy, good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back soon.
All right.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.